This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play B-Migs.
B-Migs, don't be a loser! Whoa! B-Migs, you're a loser!
Who's ready to beat Migs? I know Ian from Puyallup is. Ian, are you there?
Yep, I'm here.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Ian has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Love to do it.
What kind of animal is Bambi?
A deer.
Correct. Manicotti and rigatoni are both types of what?
Pasta.
Yes. Former NFL player Terry Crews currently hosts what competition show?
Pass.
Where is your hippocampus located?
Leg, arm.
No. What feature did Instagram introduce in 2016 to compete with Snapchat?
Twitter?
No.
TikTok?
No.
Pass.
Which European country has the most islands in the world?
European country, most islands, Finland, Iceland, England.
No. What actress played Laurie Strode in the 1978 movie Halloween?
Oh, shoot. Pass.
According to Google, which breed of dog is number one for its excellent sense of smell and tracking abilities?
Bloodhound.
Correct. Ooh, Ian, with that, you got 3 correct.
Oh, man. Wow.
Yeah. Oh, terrible. Man. Oh, man is right.
First attempt.
Yeah, okay. First attempt. You haven't lost yet. Anything is possible.
He did better than my first attempt where I only got 2.
But what happened?
I lost.
Yeah, you sure did. Ooh, I don't know. Steve, are you ready?
Yeah.
What kind of animal is Bambi?
Bambi's a deer.
Correct. Manicotti and rigatoni are both types of what?
It's National Pasta Day. Pasta.
Yum. Correct. Former NFL player Terry Crews currently hosts what competition show?
Oh, crap. Oh, man. Oh, the Amazing Race?
No.
Oh, man. Big Brother?
No.
Pass. I know it.
Where is your hippocampus located?
Sadly, I'm not using it. My brain.
Correct. What feature did Instagram introduce in 2016 to compete with Snapchat?
Reels?
No.
Oh. What featured Instagram? Stories.
Correct. Which European country has the most islands in the world?
Ireland?
No.
England?
No.
Italy?
No. What actress played Laurie Strode in the 1978 movie Halloween?
Oh, crap. Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yes. According to Google, which breed of dog is number one for its excellent sense of smell and tracking abilities?
A pointer.
No. Steve, it does not matter, though, because you got 5 correct, which is a win still. 5-3. Sorry, Ian.
No worries. Good game, Steve.
Thank you, my friend.
You'll get him next time.
Yeah.
You're sampling the best. Better than all the rest.
The dog that is number one, he got correct. It's a bloodhound.
Bloodhound.
Which are interesting looking dogs.
Yeah.
I Googled one. They're so
big.
They're big and they're kind of saggy.
Yeah.
Like everything about them is saggy.
That's how I like my women.
Big and saggy, baby.
Big and saggy.
Terry Crews hosts what competition show.
Is it America's Got Talent?
It is.
Okay.
That's it.
Yes. And which European country has the most islands in the world?
I'm going to guess Greece.
You would be wrong. It's Sweden.
Sweden. Okay.
I know, kind of random. But congrats on beating Ian, Steve.
Live Night is coming back on December 13th at Showbox Soto, where everything is performed live from the stage and you can watch it. The sound effects, the voice actors, the band, the KISW New Originals.
Always a great time. We're already strategizing some of the dumb things we're going to do up there on stage. We're really looking forward to it. So hopefully you join us. Tickets go on sale tomorrow.
That is right. The Daily Mix Show, the Men's Room, all completely live from Showbox Soto. And you can get your tickets beginning at 10 a.m. tomorrow at KISW.com. If you joined us at the Halloween Hullabaloo back on Sunday, our friend Mike Hawk from the Men's Room did something, or rather didn't do something, that led to all of us chanting this at him.
You suck! You suck! You suck! You suck! You suck! You suck! You suck!
And it all had to do with our fantasy football battle between us and the Men's Room. So we're going to catch up with Mike after Linkin Park.
You suck! The Daily Mix Show.
There is some fierce competition going on in the world of fantasy football, and we have had some pretty high stakes most recently.
Yes.
Between our show and the Men's Room. And over the weekend, we were at the Halloween Hullabaloo.
We were.
And the losers from the week that had gone by, we're going to have to do a little bit of a dare, I guess.
And welcome to the show, Mike Hawk from the Men's Room, Afternoons on the Rock.
Good morning, everybody.
The commissioner of our Fantasy Football League, which is pitting all of us on the Daily Mix Show and all of you guys on the Men's Room to see who are the smartest football fans. And clearly,
I don't know about smartest football fans. Luckiest football fans, I think, is more accurate for fantasy.
Well, I know two people who are the dumbest football fans, and that would be myself and Danny V.
I really thought you were going to say Sarah and myself, honestly.
Yeah, well, you got George on your side, so by proxy, you're not as dumb as Danny and I.
There you go. So, as we were saying last week, I did up the ante at this point on the show where I said whoever was going to be at the lowest score at the time of basically the last stage announcement for the Halloween Hullabaloo would be going up and wearing a ridiculous costume.
Yes. And a ridiculous costume. Maybe ridiculous isn't the right word to use.
They were giant inflatable penises.
Sorry, got it.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
It took me a second, but I got it.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
So I did. I prepared everything. I actually found them. I bought them. I went down to the store, and I picked them up. They sat in the back of my car for days on end, and they were ready to rock and roll. I didn't charge the doggone blowers for the inflatable penises.
Right.
So
because they needed batteries.
Exactly. They're blow up costumes. They
right.
needed batteries. They needed a screwdriver.
A screwdriver to open the battery pack.
They do.
And you did not have.
I didn't have anything.
Batteries or screwdriver.
They were basically brand new in the bag.
Did you hear what he said just a minute ago, though, where he said he prepared everything?
Oh, yeah.
Right.
I thought you were an Eagle Scout, Mike. Isn't that like number one is be prepared?
I said I would get the costumes there, Taryn. I never said that they would be ready.
He's like, yeah, everything's good to go. So I'm like, should we check and see before we go down there? Yeah, no, everything's good to go. I'm like, how do we plug it in? I don't know. Like, where's the power pack? We find it. I'm like, do we have batteries? Oh, yeah, they're all good. And I'm like, the package says batteries not included in giant letters.
I could have sworn that I only had one other inflatable costume.
Now, mind you, everybody around us is drunk. Ryan Castle,
they
thrill.
They're wasted.
And this is all happening, and I'm like, I'm dying because this is just so funny. So I pulled out my phone, and I had to just, you know, we had to record the moment.
Ryan Castle. We are in the middle of what has to be the greatest Spinal Tap moment ever. Danny and I lost the fantasy football thing, so we were supposed to come out in giant inflatable penises. Mike, you had one job.
I had one job. I didn't check and see if it actually needed batteries. I didn't check and see if it needed charging. I have done inflatable costumes before.
Or a screwdriver. It needs a little screwdriver, too.
I completely flopped this. This is all my fault.
I've never seen Ryan Castle, our boss, more disappointed.
So at this moment, Ryan's just staring like holes in Mike's. I come to think of it, looking back on it, I don't even know if he was really upset with you. I think he was just trying to focus on something so he didn't fall down.
He was on the day four of a 4-day bender, so he was just trying to hold himself up, right? But there was still plenty of disappointment that kind of fueled that as well.
Double or nothing, Steve. We'll get this thing done. Double or nothing.
What's double or nothing?
I'll find out what double or nothing means. We're gonna make this happen.
You suck.
So
you suck! You suck!
We had a moment in this!
You suck! You suck! You suck! You suck! Thrill, how disappointed are you in Mike?
I don't literally have any idea what's happening right now, but...
So Thrill's very sober as well.
Yes.
You guys, Shandy, you suck. That said, I joined it because it's fun, but I love Mike to death. But one thing
we love Mike,
Mike
too.
Whatever he did, he probably doesn't suck unless he sucks, look, whatever.
He had to get the inflatable penis costumes.
Why are they not fit?
But if you notice, what does it say? Batteries not included.
What?
He didn't bring the batteries.
So all now right. I just have to be a piece of s***.
Yes.
Thrill was dressed as a giant turd.
Yes, he was.
We are so grown up.
All right, so real quick. How are we doing for fantasy football right now?
Give you guys the quick recap there. First matchup between the Touchdown Tacos with Taryn and Sarah and myself at the Big Black Hawks, myself and Miles Montgomery. Touchdown Tacos did a great job. Great showing by all players except for Daniel Jones, who fell 7 points short of projected. Saquon, who fell 12 points short. Not many of the points left on the board. You guys did good. However, the Big Black Hawks absolutely came out firing on all cylinders. All players performed on full force. We won 153 to 125. But good news for you ladies, if you'd play literally anybody else, you would have won. Between the Buoy Buddies and 90 pounds of D, the Buoy Buddies, you guys were suffering at running back with a poor performance by Zach Charbonnet. Left a lot of points on the board with Zay Flowers putting up a total of 22. 90 pounds of D, conversely, thriving at running back with David Montgomery and Derrick Henry. Great showing by their wide receivers. And despite a zero score from Marvin Harrison Jr. of the Cardinals, they still won the game 114-92.
Denny, we suck.
Making the Buoy Buddies team number four out of four for week number six.
Loser.
I blame the Seahawks. All we needed to do.
I blame you for starting our backup running back.
Yeah. You know what? I believe in Charbonnet, okay?
I can't even think Charbonnet would play him.
So that believes that means that one of you two will be joining us to take on the FCC come Friday.
Fine. Oh, boy.
So. And at some point, when Mike finds a screwdriver and batteries, you guys will have to be dressing up as inflatable penises.
That ship has sailed.
That is gone.
It has not sailed.
We agreed to do it that night.
Yep.
That's his fault. If anything, he should wear the penis hat.
We're still at double or nothing, Sarah. I'm still figuring out what that means. I'm ironing out the details. Double or nothing's going to happen.
I really hope that they have a nice return policy at the inflatable penis store, Mike.
I feel bad for opening it then.
We know that you are a massive music fan, but could you name a song after only hearing 1 second of the chorus?
You suck.
Prove it to us, and if you do, you'll win tickets to see Trans-Siberian Orchestra, the Lost Christmas Eve Tour at Climate Pledge Arena on Saturday, November 23rd, 206-803-ROCK. We will play Hook or Shook at 9:20.
Yes, the Daily Mix Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The time has come. We are checking in with the Rockaholics, brought to you by Olympic Hot Tub. So call up if there's something you'd like to chime in on from the show this morning, or if there's anything on your mind that needs to be discussed. 206-803-ROCK. We're very excited about Disturbed coming to town in May. And Peter from Seattle, you want to talk about a time you crowd surfed to Disturbed.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, last time you had the pain in the grass of the White River, I went crowd surfing to that song, you know, that Disturbed us, by the way. Great show. Yeah, and then somebody took my freaking shoe off my leg. I had a brand new pair of Puma suede, I remember.
No.
Yeah, and then after the show, I had to walk to the parking lot through like puddles and mud with just one shoe and a sock on the other leg. So,
was it worth it?
It was totally worth it. I'll do it again, so no worries.
Thank you, guys. I heard they played this after you lost your shoe.
Oh.
That sucks.
That'd be
awful. I know, I'd be torn. I'm like, do I take the other shoe off? Because this is kind of weird to walk with one shoe on and one shoe off. But for that reason of walking through all the mud, I think I'd keep one shoe on.
Earlier today, we were talking about small hills we are willing to die on. And Ethan from Montana, you want to weigh in on this topic?
Yes, I do. So first off, I'd like to mention to Danny, Nickelback doesn't suck.
Thank you.
Got to get out of the 2000s.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so do they.
They've never been more relevant, buddy.
Okay.
Please, Ethan, tell me that you also love Grease 2 over Grease 1.
Okay. I've never actually seen the Grease movies.
Okay.
Well, you're probably better off.
Report back.
But my big point of contention, this one might ruffle a few feathers, but it's my Friday, so I don't care. I don't think the Beatles are that good.
What?
You know what? You redeemed yourself in my eyes.
Let's go, Ethan.
Like, I'm not going to sit here and say that they aren't influential to music as a whole, because they absolutely are. Like, I mean, definitely one of the most influential bands, but influential does not mean good.
Yes!
There are plenty of other bands from the 60s that are better. Led Zeppelin, The Stones, The Who, Pink Floyd, you know, Black Sabbath, what they did for metal. There's so many other bands that came out of 60s Britain that are just leagues better than the Beatles, and I'm sick and tired of people believing otherwise.
Ethan, I can't disagree with you, because all the bands you listed, I would rather listen to over the Beatles. Like, I've never been a Beatles guy. I will say that they are very talented. Like, they all are great at their instruments. I know people give Ringo a hard time. I think he's a phenomenal drummer, great songwriters. It's just never been my cup of tea.
Exactly. Like I said, just because they're not good to me doesn't mean that I can't acknowledge what they did for music. Like, they shot rock and roll at just into the stars at that point.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I can't deny that.
Ethan, it's
I don't think they're that good.
It's funny you bring this up, because yesterday we were on a group chat and Danny shared a video of, it's going viral, of somebody did like one of those AI mashups, and then they mashed up the Beatles music and created a Beatles song set to the music of, or the lyrics of, was it The Black Parade by My Chemical Romance? And I was like, finally, a Beatles song I could get behind.
In for this one.
Sarah, you don't like the song regardless.
No, this is still terrible.
I would way rather listen to the Beatles than My Chemical Romance.
Oh, whoa. Whoa.
Way rather.
No, I wouldn't. You're not invited to emo night anymore, Taryn.
All right, Danny. Nickelback or the Beatles?
Oh, the Beatles, 100%.
You listen to the Beatles over Nickelback?
100% of the time.
Okay, what about Creed or the Beatles?
The Beatles.
Damn it.
Now, if you said Nickelback or Creed, I don't know what to do.
All right, Danny. Creed or Blink 182?
Rockaholics, did you know that there are some guys out there that have a condition where they have 3 sausages?
Ooh.
We call that the party pack. I didn't even know there's a condition where you have 2.
We have an insane story about how a guy discovered that he was dealing with this, and we will tell you about it at 9:50.
The Daily Mix Show.
Doctors in the UK announced the second ever recorded case of triphalia. And this is where a man has not one, not 2, but 3 units below the belt.
Excuse me?
3. Triphalia.
That's gotta suck, trying to wake up in the morning and you have to go number 1. Like, babe, I'm trying. I don't know which direction to go.
It literally translates to triple penis. They ended up only finding out about it after this guy had passed away. So maybe he didn't even know. You know what I'm saying? Like, how would he know?
By looking down. Yeah. But all 3 of them just kind of be hanging there like this?
Here's the reason why, though. They were internal. The 2 extras were internal.
Oh.
So how would he have ever known?
Yeah, that kind of makes sense.
What a bummer, though, to have him on the inside.
Right, because you would, you can make a lot of money, I'd imagine.
That's what I was thinking.
In many ways.
I like that's where our brain goes.
I definitely had a bar. Like, oh, hey, yeah. $50. I bet you I have 3 units.
He was 78 years old.
Oh, no.
He donated his body to science, and then they found this after the fact, and they say that his 2 extra appendages could have caused issues like UTIs and erectile dysfunction, which also is kind of a bummer to find out that everybody now knows you had a lot of UTIs and erectile dysfunction.
Well, he's not here anymore, so he doesn't have to worry about that. Probably for the best that you don't. Could you imagine having 3 of those when you're, like, you know, really excited about things?
Be overwhelming, I think, for a lot of people.
That guy would never wear gray sweatpants.
No. No. Even cases of diphthalia are rare. That is when you have just two units. And there have only been around 100 recorded cases worldwide of that.
Where's the documentary on this?
I bet it's in progress right now.
Because I wonder if, like, if, are any of them in the situation where, like, they're both Audis, as opposed to, like, one's an Innie and one's an Audi, or two's an Innie and one, you know what I mean? Like, is there somebody
thinking.
Walking the earth right now that has just two of them?
Right, that you could see with your eyes.
Right.
I would want to see that, 100%.
Okay. I'd pay to see it.
If he was my friend, I'd call him Charlie Chopsticks. I don't know.
What about if he had three, though? What would you call him? And okay,
tripod. Thank you. Good one, Danny.
If your friend did have that, would you want to see?
Yes.
Okay, I just want to make sure I'm not like the only weird one.
No, if I was in like the locker room with my buddies, and one of the guys like, "Hey guys, I'm a little uncomfortable because I have a couple things down there," I'd be like, "It's all right, man. We're in no judgment zone, but I need to see this."
Yeah, I would be very curious. Well, one person on the show is going to be very excited about this. Warp Tour is officially coming back.
How about that, Sarah?
I can't wait. Tickets on sale yet?
But when and where is Warp Tour taking place? You will find out during the Daily Migs download after Foo Fighters.
The Daily Migs Show. Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
Ryan Castle joins us. I owe you $20. I forgot to bring it today. Can I pay you tomorrow?
That's fine.
Okay, I'll pay you tomorrow.
Well, you sound like thrilled. I'm starting to think I'm never going to see that $20.
Just chalk it up to a loss.
I'd happily give you two hamburgers tomorrow for one hamburger today.
This just in, we're starting a Ryan Castle GoFundMe for all the money that his coworkers never give him.
I should just stop giving people money.
Hey, the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law. Let's talk a little Seahawks. Tomorrow morning at 7:20, we'll be talking to A.J. Barner, rookie tight end who's just starting to come into his own. So that's going to be a lot of fun to catch up with him and put a little spotlight on the rookie tight end. So we'll be talking to him again tomorrow morning at 7:20. DK Metcalf, he did a press conference yesterday. Really good press conference. Talked about the fact that interception towards the end of the game that a lot of people were giving Geno Smith a hard time about. DK's like, nope, that was my fault.
That was definitely my fault. I was drifting upfield, saw open space, trying to do too much, and let the DB undercut the route when I should have been staying flat.
Don't understand what the hell he's talking about, but I believe him.
Okay.
That's where all the zeros and X's and lines on the thing come in.
Yeah. He's undercutting the DB. Yeah. Yes, of course. I saw that right off the get-go. Yeah. I was like, of course, that's not Geno's fault.
Come on, DK.
And I don't know if you watched the game, but there's a moment where he had his headsets on. He was yelling at somebody. It turns out he was yelling at the offensive coordinator, Ryan Grubb, and DK explained why.
I mean, we're losing. We're getting three and outs. If anybody isn't upset about that, then, you know, you're playing wrong sport. I'm a very competitive person, and I like winning, and you know, that just goes into it.
There you go.
He must be terrible during the sack race at family reunions.
Oh boy.
Oh, I feel for his
seriously
family.
Danny V, the Warped Tour is making a comeback in 2025 with three separate two-day events instead of a full tour.
Yeah. Are we going?
Take note, the dates are June 14th and 15th in Washington, D.C., June 26th and 27th in Long Beach, California, and November 15th and 16th in Orlando, Florida.
Disney
pre-sales start a week from today, and the lineup is expected to be announced very soon. This is kind of mirroring the 2019 edition before it went away, but it's back, and we're excited.
I am. Let's go.
Field trip.
Castle's not excited.
Field trip.
Cool.
I ain't going unless it's going back to the Kingdome parking lot.
Yeah.
And that's probably not going to happen.
Well, you know, I mean, Warped Tour was always for younger people, Danny, so I have a feeling you may have just aged out of the Warped Tour crowd.
No. You could be a chaperone.
I mean, you're nearly 40 like Sarah.
No way!
That's also true. Yeah, Sarah's way too old.
I'm still young enough to go to Warped Tour.
They probably have a senior discount.
Yeah, you get your own little stage in the back to watch that has a ramp instead of stairs.
And big, thick earplugs.
And a big sign that says, "This is for Ryan Castle."
Why is it so loud?
Turn it down! These kids cracking back on the ice tonight over at Climate Pledge Arena, taking on the Flyers. Thursday Night Football, you got the Saints taking on the Denver Broncos. As far as weather, 56 degrees and cloudy. The DMD is brought to you by Jersey Mike's, a sub above, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with the Morning 12-Pack.
The Daily Mix Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.